Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, we open up as we often do here, going across the pond to London, England via Skype. And joining us is Dr. Jonathan S. Lee. He is the author of Lean Gains. It's published by Author House UK. And you can get it authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And I want to give out the doctor's website, which is leangains.co.uk. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on, Dr. Lee.
Hello, Stu. How are you?
Listen, I'm doing well, and I try to follow what you say here, but I want to find out about the book you wrote. I want people to know and what differentiates it. It seems like unless someone has a specific condition that has to be treated differently, that so much of this is common sense, exercise, diet, not too much sun, don't drink, don't smoke. What have you got in here to talk about that's a little bit different and would clarify this?
That's a great question, Stu. I'm really glad you asked me that. Because whilst researching for this book, I did look at a lot of the popular diets out there. You know, the Warrior Diet, Atkins, Weight Watchers, Paleo Diet, Slimming World, Cambridge Diet, a few others. I can't remember all of them. But the point is that all these diets work. There is some common sense to it. I agree with you there. But there's also a saying out there that everything works until it doesn't work. And that saying is definitely true in the diet world. So I find that what tends to happen to a lot of people, not everybody, I've got to really make that clear that we're all different, but certainly the vast majority of people I've come across, is that they'll go on a new diet, they'll start to lose loads of weight, at least in the beginning anyway. And because they're losing all this weight, they start to feel real good about themselves. They got more energy, their mood improves, they tend to move around a lot better. And this usually gives them, you know, an incentive to continue doing what they're doing. But what usually happens over the next couple of months or the next couple of weeks for that matter is that the weight loss, it becomes less rapid, it becomes less obvious than it was in the beginning. And this is where things really get interesting, because you'll find that one or two things are going to happen. You know, either number one, you're going to keep persisting with the diet and continue to lose weight, which is great. But you have to remember that the human body is very adaptive. So, yeah, sure, you'll continue to lose the weight, but this tends to be at a much slower rate than it did in the beginning. And, you know, your body will start to get used to this new way of eating. But the other thing that can happen during the latter phase is, again, this isn't the case with everybody, but certainly a lot of the people out there, is they may start to feel weak, you know, they may start to feel tired. If you're a regular gym goer like I am, it might be harder to undergo certain types of strength training, like lifting weights, things like that. They start to develop more hunger pangs, you know. They start to crave the forbidden foods. the foods that were easier to avoid in the beginning, they become harder to avoid as time goes on.
Go ahead. No, continue.
Oh, I was going to say, so really, the thing that differentiates my book is that I really go into a lot of detail about why this is the case. And really, it focuses on how to break through weight loss plateaus without, you know, resorting to starvation or or getting depressed or feeling devoid of energy in any way. That's where the focus is.
You make two tremendously salient points. We're constantly changing. It's almost like if you go to the doctor and you're on medication, bingo, something happens, you have to change.
Absolutely.
The modification. You, and these are your statements. I think they're very enlightening. I'll ask you to comment on both of them. You say, keep your body guessing, progressing, and changing. I love that one. And then something that I think that's tied in with it is the influence of biochemistry to mimic the physiological responses to hormonal and neurological changes. I think those points that are really worth mentioning, because most books just don't cover that. Am I on base on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned that, because that was actually one of the biggest challenges I faced when I was writing the book, because it was very difficult. I did look into a ton of medical journals, research papers, because I really wanted to get everything in the book. But at the same time, I didn't want the book to go on for too long. So I did look at a lot of medical journals, people like Lyle McDonald. I don't know if you know who he is, or you may have heard of The Warrior Diet by Ori Hofmetler, and people like that. I really did follow them, and what I found really inspiring was that there were so many similarities to what a lot of them said, but so many differences too. So I tried to amalgamate all the really important points into a really easy to digest read. You know, I didn't want to overwhelm people with too much science or make the book too long, and that was really important to me.
So give us a summary here. Obviously, one size doesn't fit all. There are people who have sugar and salt deficiencies, so you can't really cover everybody, but you talk about fasting, exercise, diet. Maybe a comment on each of those that'll provide some new information.
Absolutely. I mean, well, a lot of the focus that, you know, historically, there was a lot of focus on calorie reduction and carb reduction, and there's a lot of truth to that. But as time goes on, as more science has come out to the light, we focus more a lot on hormonal references now as well, like testosterone, for example, estrogen, and things like that. And these things we have to pay a lot of attention to. So I do talk a lot about that. I talk a lot about integrating that with workout regimes which will complement other fat-burning hormones such as growth hormones. So I try to amalgamate that all in context. And the whole idea of keeping the body guessing, again, that's really important, because I try to essentially manipulate hormonal levels in the body so that we can maximize fat loss and muscle growth, which is what most people are aspiring towards. And at the same time, you know, changing up your workout routine regularly as well. So you keep the body guessing. So long term, you can get the results that you're looking for, not just short term weight loss.
I mean, I think that's a tremendous point that stands out with me. What kind of challenges did you face while writing the book, and perhaps what surprised you that you didn't anticipate prior to having written it?
Well, I'd say the biggest challenge really was confining the book to 150 pages, to be honest with you, because by the time I finished researching, I went through a ton of research papers. I interviewed many personal trainers that I trained with personally, and bodybuilders, powerlifters, people like that. So by the time I was actually ready to write the book, I had thousands, literally thousands of pages of material to filter through. And you've got to understand, this book, I wanted it to be really an easy-to-read book, something that you could read in maybe a Sunday afternoon or maybe a short-haul flight, something like that. So it was really important to me to filter the really relevant salient points and not overwhelm the reader with too much science. You know, there's obviously references at the back of the book, so anyone who wants to look further into any topics I cover, it's all in the references section. But it was really important for me to make it interesting, entertaining, relevant, simple. I have to say, it's the kind of book I like my mum to read, because she really hates science. So I wanted it to be that kind of book where, you know, it was... you get all the points across without overwhelming the reader with too much science. That was really the main take-home message to it.
I can ask you how you did it, what changes and transformations you made in your body, how you do it, and put on your psychologist hat.
Okay.
And talk and just briefly mention How do you get someone motivated to, I mean, everybody can get excited and start, but bingo, before you know it.
Absolutely.
All right. See if you can cover one or two of those points in the minute we have left.
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, and at the time, I remember there was a massive, massive gym craze going on. There were new gyms popping up left, right, and center. Everybody wanted to look buff. All my friends wanted to, you know, gain muscle. And I remember Hollywood were churning out, like, they stopped churning out films like Buck Rogers, you know, where the superhero looks like the guy next door. All of a sudden, you're having films like Commando and Predator and, you know, films where the protagonist of the movie looked more like a professional bodybuilder, you know. And that's what really got me into the gym, to be honest with you. You know, I started to go to the gym when I was around 16. And you know, I went to one of those really hardcore, no-nonsense gyms. It was a gym called Genesis, which wasn't really far from my house. But it was like those blood, sweat, and tears gyms, you know. And it reminded me of the gym that you see in Rocky, you know, the Rocky movie, that kind of
thing.
Oh,
yeah. Sure.
You know, really old school. And I learned a lot from those people. And that's when I actually managed to, you know, I trained with them, literally trained with them. I picked their brains. And I managed to lose like 10% body fat. I went from 18 stone, I think it was, to 16 and a half stone in like 10 weeks. And you know, that really spawned my interest into taking it further. So I went to university. I studied at nutrition and sports nutrition at King's College London. And that gave me a lot more of a theoretical understanding.
All right. We're just about out of time. I wish we could continue. Oh, okay. You can never talk enough about this. Dr. Jonathan S. Lee, the book is Lean Gains, published by Arthur House. It's been a delight having you on. Thank you. Come back.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, we'll come back. And, yeah, we're going to talk a lot of politics later on. This is Stu.
Flag Hill For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
Are you sincere when you say I love you?
All right, we return right now with a very, very talented author whom I already know about. His name is J.B. Milholland, and I want to spell the name if you want to. People always like to Google M-I-L-L-H-O-L-L-I-N. He has a book out right now that he's going to talk about. It is published by Fulton Books, and you can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. J.B. Milholland, welcome to the show, and I'm going to have you introduce the name of your book and what it's about.
Morning, Stu. The book is titled Forever Bound, and it's the story of a Nashville attorney who has finally had enough of a particular client that continues to get away with crimes that she feels quite sure he's committed. So throughout the novel, she walks a fine line trying to observe the canons of ethics and also doing what she can to ensure the client is convicted of the crime for which he was indicted. That's basically the story.
Are you an attorney by profession?
Yes, I'm a retired attorney. I practiced for a little over 40 years.
Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, my goodness. So I would assume that this book, written in fictional form, it needs to be anonymous. You can't start divulging and disclosing names of actual clients or participants in it. Did you take this one from any particular case, or was this kind of a combination of cases?
Yeah, it was. I was a prosecutor for about 30 of those years, but I did do some defense work for about 10 years. So when I started writing, I reflected back on the time that I was a defense attorney and wondered what a defense attorney might do if they wanted to help law enforcement convict a guy that the attorney felt was guilty. Not withdraw, but continue to represent him and subtly assist in the conviction, and that's what Forever Bound is about, how that attorney walked that fine line.
Well, you want to talk about attorneys walking a fine line. Where do you draw the line between what is ethical and what is legal? I mean, we have these situations we deal with every day in politics, without going there, where attorneys have to make decisions. For example, you know, in this particular case, there was exoneration of this particular client for years, and then suddenly, when the realization was there that he was guilty of a capital crime, you then have to make another decision. How much conflict did you have in this area through the years, and what's the actual resolution of it?
Oh, it came up a few times, believe me, when I was representing defendants during those 10 years, but the code of ethics is supposed to be first, and for me it was. If you got a problem with it, you should withdraw. But this particular crime in this instance was quite close to home, and she fought with this issue for about 4 or 5 chapters, and finally decided she would try to do subtly what she could do to help convict this guy, not withdraw, but try to get him convicted and do what she could. And that's basically what the story is about. There's a number of little sidelines, another little bylines, other stories that go on within the story, but that's basically the essence of the story itself. basically, you could sum it up by saying, does your attorney have your best interest in mind or its own?
Yeah, I mean, it's always an issue, whomever we go to, and many solutions are stumbled upon by luck, and others you end up in a difficult situation. What do you want people to take away from this book, JB?
This is a book of fiction. It's courtroom drama. There's a lot of courtroom in it, which is, you know, what I did for a long time, so I know a little bit about it. But it's courtroom drama. It's a legal thriller. It's a mystery. I hope, and believe me, you won't figure it out until the final chapter.
All right. On a personal basis here, for over 40 years doing this, prosecuting attorney, defense attorney, has it aged you greatly? The stress is tremendous.
It is. And I've been retired for about 5 years, living in right outside the wonderful city of Nashville, and doing nothing but writing. This is my sixth published novel.
Yeah, I know of you, and your work is great. I suggest people not only get a copy of Forever Bound, published by Fulton Books, J.B. Milholland, M-I-L-L-H-O-L-L-I-N, but also get a copy of his other books. You will not be disappointed. You'll be delighted. And it's so nice to have you back on. I hope we get to do this again.
Thank you, Stu. Always a pleasure.
All right. We're going to move along here this morning, and I'm stuck on a story. I'm stuck on the story of Susan Rice. Made a number of comments yesterday. I'll try to elaborate on it a little bit today. And what I did, I took an Alka-Seltzer, I took Tums, I took an aspirin, and I turned on, I'm kidding, and I turned on MSNBC and CNN. And, I mean, if you look at the expo, like Don Lemon of CNN, you know, talking about the airplane being lost in a black hole, remember that went down? This guy's an idiot. Andrea Mitchell, a hero worshiper of Hillary Clinton and everything that stands for these people. And I mentioned yesterday that I happen to know, without defining a connection to Susan Rice, and personally, she's a lovely lady who has done some nice things. But like our guest J.B. Milholland said, you have to separate two schools of thought in life. And I hope Susan Rice ends up behind bars. Andrea Mitchell. I had an interview with her on her book several years ago. I can't even remember the name of the book. Lovely and gracious before, during, and after the interview. But she might as well get on her hands and knees and lick the boots of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and everybody associated with that, with those administrations. There is a denial out there. There is rage out there. And yet I turn on the tube and you see very little of these accusations against Susan Rice. I did see, and really, if you haven't seen this show, it's one of the better shows on television, Tucker Carlson. He started the Daily Caller, the dailycaller.com. He's just flat out smart and nice, and he's got a tremendous show. It's on at 9 o'clock. I don't know if O'Reilly gets thrown off. I don't want to get into politics at Fox because of these sexual harassment settlements, and I have no judgment to make on him, except there have been a lot. I'd like to see Tucker take that an hour early. It'd be a little easier for me. However, Tucker Carlson has gone on a number of guests, and he had on Richard, he's been on before, Richard Goodhouse, guy's very sharp. He had him on yesterday. The guy's very, very engaging, but he's wrong about everything he says. He's wrong about everything he said. And people, for some reason, have to have a rallying defense to adhere to the outlandish principles of the progressive left in this country. And when we come back, I want to, just to make sure we have time, I want to delve into a little bit about Susan Rice, because I think she's guilty of a felony. I think she's guilty of espionage and should go to jail for 10 years, but she ain't going nowhere. That's a play on her double negative. I don't know nothing about nobody. It tells you that. See, she wasn't lying. I don't know nothing about nobody.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Live stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
When are you down? All right, we've got a terrific portion of this this show coming up right now that we're going to be working on because it's a fascinating subject and it provides an alternative investment to what typically people think of as an investing tool. I honestly, when it came to light to me, I opened my eyes. And we're going to be talking about, as I mentioned last week, timber, coconut trees, and an alternative investment. Before I introduce our esteemed guest who will be joining us now, coming up for several months, in certain investments aren't for everyone, and there's never, ever a guarantee on anything. And I will clarify that, of course, and so will my guests. But you'll find this unusual and interesting. The company is Precious Timber. The website, precioustimber.com. Joining us is the CEO, Alex Wilson. And I'll clarify, he's not an investment advisor. I'm sure he'll elaborate on that. Talking about Nicaragua. And, Alex, it is indeed a delight to be beginning these sessions with you because, as I just mentioned before we came on, what a fascinating subject. It's nice to have you on.
Well, good morning. And, listen, it's an honor and a pleasure. So thank you for the invitation, Stu.
Alex, it's our pleasure, and I think our audience will be interested about this. But before we begin, because we've got a long road to go down, I'd like you to talk about your background, which is extremely impressive, what you've accomplished, how you got into this, and what's the big deal about timber and coconut trees?
Well, I'm a very blessed person. I kind of was born and raised in the UK and in the late 50s and was just at the tail end of what, was a multi-decade of discontent. Of course, the UK at that time was very much indebted. Early into the 60s, it realized that, hey, we're not going to get out of the debt. And I'm mentioning that because we're kind of in that position here in the U.S. right now. It's kind of sad to see how we've got ourselves in a financial bind. But anyway, back to my story. By 1967, here I am. I'm nine. I'm watching stuff going on in the family. Everybody's complaining and moaning. The UK lost the world's reserve currency status. We had to devalue our currency 14% overnight. And as a kid growing up, you watch all that and you watch your parents and you see they've tried hard. And it had a pretty profound impact on me. And by the time I was 14, I made the decision that I wasn't going to sit around and complain about stuff like most of my relatives were. I was going to do something with my life. And so I started my first business at 14. And that entrepreneurial sort of passion has carried me throughout my life. I ended up leaving the UK and traveled for 9 years with a backpack. I saw 72 fabulous countries of this unbelievable planet that we live on. And I ended up in 1999, after marrying a girl from California, reading an article about Nicaragua and Central America. And without having, sometimes you're lucky in life, you don't have the knowledge of some of the stuff that goes on in the media. Most of that stuff is negative. I didn't know about the Contra and the Sandinista situation. So to me, the opportunity to buy real estate in a tropical location with First American Title Insurance policies on fee-simple land, that was an attractive story. So I took a plane trip down. And what I found was an unbelievable country that was, still obviously today and then. It was an impoverished, it's a third world nation, but they got their act together. They'd conquered the Somoza regime, and they were becoming a young democracy. here we are today now, what, I've been there 17 full years in business. It's a remarkable transformation. So I'm a blessed and lucky man.
Yeah, and when you think of South America, and I'll alleviate fears for people who are thinking of this as an alternative investment and going down there. I was surprised to read how safe it is. When you think of Central America, I mean, you start thinking of Guatemala and all these countries where there were problems. It's a safe domain, a safe environment as well. This is important because that adds to the stability of what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, Nicaragua, like I say, I call it a tremendous, remarkable transformation, but I'm not the only one. The World Bank says the same thing. The IMF says the same thing. Nicaragua today has been on many, many data reports as now being the safest, and I'm talking not just for traveling to, but also for business, the safest Latin American country on earth. Now, who would have ever thunk that a country that had to go through those battles, I mean, hey, you know, the U.S. kicked the Brits out several hundred years ago and, of course, made a tremendous job of its society. And that's what Nicaragua's doing. It's kind of a covered wagon time where the opportunities are everywhere you see. And you've got a young, vibrant, populace that now speaks fluent English. And they are anxious to go to work in a rule of law country. So it's one of those places that, most people probably have missed on the radar, but guys and gals and big companies, large, multinational billion-dollar-plus investments are coming to the country. So the country's moving forward.
Yeah, and I love what you're doing, and I know most people would, because we live in a business world now that is becoming much more socially conscious. And you are able to have a potentially very rewarding business that's been great for you, for others, and we'll get into that. But at the same time, doing really great things for our environment. And when you can do good for people, when you can do good for land and make money, that's a fantastic combination.
Yeah, and I'm a big believer in that, because if we really, boil everything down to the basics, I mean, here we are in 2017, and us humans are tremendous people. We really are. But we've also been a little lapse when it comes to the environment. And I'm not talking about global climate change or anything like that. I'm talking about the fact that we have used the planet for its natural resources for as long as we can think of. And some of those natural resources are in peril. And, of course, the business that I'm in, tropical, valuable timberland, has been devastated. I mean, some of the areas of the world have been clear-cut. And what better of a commodity? It's the only thing that produces fresh air for us, for goodness sakes. And so, yeah, when you can give back to the planet, and I believe that's the stage we are in our society today, we understand that we have to give back to Mother Earth. We have to protect what we have. And so to be able to do that, and add on the social consciousness of our company, where we make a big impact in people's lives too, that's just an added bonus.
And what's fascinating about this, and I said this at the beginning, I should just let you say it, but this is not an investment for everyone, and there's never a guarantee. However, I've read up about this, and when you look at risk-reward ratio, I mean, this is terrific for substantial investors. Who is the typical investor? And by the way, let me just interject by saying, anyone who's interested in following up on this interview and you want to participate and get information, go to precioustimber.com. All the contact information is there. Alex will be very courteous and patient explaining it. And there's no hard sell here, but this is a terrific risk-reward opportunity.
Well, that's the thing that kind of surprised me, because I had no knowledge of timber, none, when I found it. In fact, I backed into it. I went down to that part of the world because of the coastal real estate. Living in Southern California, I've always wanted to own something on the ocean, but, you better be some kind of movie star or something to own land on the sand in Southern California. So I backed into timber by a strange, quick story. A couple of local Nicaraguans who had been repatriated with some land really didn't have any money, but they had a couple of kids, and the kids were in their mid-20s, and they were fishermen, and they wanted to go fishing, and they had one little ponga boat. The dad wanted to buy them a couple more boats so that they could get a little bit more action in the ocean. And so he had this property that he couldn't really do anything with. It was a couple thousand acres. And at the time, we're talking 2001, 2002, land there was insanely affordable. It's still very affordable today. So to help these kids go fishing, my business partner and I purchased the property. Now, we were not going to use it because it wasn't on the ocean. It was this big wooded forest. It was a tropical jungle. There's monkeys in the trees and ocelots and parrots and all kinds of animals. But one of our employees mentioned, you know, the valuable timber. And with not having knowledge of timber as an asset class, of course I knew timber from the construction world, I came home and I did some study, and what I found, Stu, which was staggering to me then and it is today, is the NCREIF Timberland Index. That's what tracks the U.S. timber, and in U.S. most of it is softwoods, pine, Douglas, or stuff like that. We're talking tropical stuff down in the tropics. But the NCREIF Timberland Index, from the first time that it was created in the early 80s through till today, has averaged a 14% annualized return.
Okay, we're gonna have to hold it on that. We've got a long way to go. Alex will be joining us weekly here, and I'm not telling you to invest in anything. That's not my job. Just go to PreciousTimber.com. Stay with us on the line.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
All right, we're back, and it's always nice to have a show from one segment to another and everything being pleasant, but it's not the nature of the world, and I'm a realist. However, part of the realism is certainly embedded in the fact that we get lots of pleasure in life, and one of the great pleasures for my wife and I and my family is heading over to the Bancroft in Burlington, Massachusetts, one of the elite steakhouses you can find anywhere. You can go to New York City. I'm not going to give you names. You know the big ones. It's right up there with all of them, but it's in a different setting. It is a huge, huge success. I want to give you the website. It's the-bancroft.com. Call and make reservations. Joining us, as he does quite frequently, my friend, general manager, Richard Brackett. Richard, always great to have you on.
Good morning, Stu, and it's always great to be on. Thanks for having me back, sir.
Yeah, I want to have you back, and you and I just discussed during the break. Let's jump right in to what's new and coming up. You're able to talk about it.
Sure. So we've got a couple of new things. One is big news for us in that we have signed another location. So we are in process right now of taking over a property in Peabody, Massachusetts, the North Shore Mall, a location that was formerly the P.F. Chang's. They actually wrapped up operations yesterday or this morning, and as soon as they're moved out, we're going to bulldoze it and start all over again and build an even bigger Bancroft, actually, if you can believe it or not, up there.
Bigger than you have? Wow.
Not dramatically bigger, but bigger than what we've got going on here. So very similar feel. Chef Mario will be writing the menu, so food will be, while not identical, will be very, very close to what we're doing here. Menus will be a little bit different, you know, just for the guest that visits us in both locations. They get some options that are unique to the property.
All right, perfect segue into the dinner menu and the fact that in order to be successful, you have to keep changing but keep the staples. You got a new dinner menu coming up this weekend. Tell us about it.
This Friday night, Stu, and Chef has morphed into the springtime menu. So a couple of things are going away. Unfortunately, one dish that you and I both love, the duck, is going away until next winter. That's being replaced with a grilled veal chop. A veal chop's done with a brulee parmesan flan. and a little sorrel butter. So, you know, this dish just screams summertime. Baby vine ripe tomatoes, cipollini onions, and sorrel butter, a little marsala sauce. So very, very hearty, rich dish, even though we're getting into the summer season, something that can kind of segue between the two. Chef is bringing back a prime beef carpaccio, so our prime sirloin steak, sliced paper thin, and served with a half-roasted artichoke, some deep-fried and breaded mozzarella, and a little balsamic, baby arugula fresh from our farm, which we're starting to see right now. We've got a couple of hoop houses on the farm out in Groton, and we're already serving some microgreens out of there. We'll be segueing into full-grown season in no time at all.
And what else? Chef, what else do you have? Anything on the dessert menu? You know what I'm waiting for. Cherry sorbet.
No, but we are actually, we're rushing the season a little bit in that we're serving a strawberry rhubarb sundae. So
even though
the local strawberries aren't there for, you know, for another whatever, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, we're jumping the gun a little bit on it to try to tease the season. In that, we actually rolled out last week. Most of the changes that are happening this week are exclusively dinner menu changes. So the cauliflower bisque goes away and gets replaced with fresh Maine lobster bisque. Again, another hearty dish that kind of swings between both spring and summer. And then the hake goes away, and we're replacing that with a sautéed cod. So fresh wild-caught local cod, dusted in flour and sautéed, served with some steamed baby clams, black lentils, beluga lentils, roasted baby fennel, marbled potatoes. So kind of a mini clam bake on a plate going on there.
Is it a little premature to talk about what's happening after Easter with you?
Mother's Day menu, if that's where you're
yeah,
thinking.
That's where
Mother's
I'm
Day
heading.
Menu is not complete yet. We're pretty tight on it, but again, just like Easter menu or any of the holiday menus, Chef is sourcing what's going to be prime, you know, vegetable, what's going to be, you know, prime seafood that's available at that particular point in time. So we're getting things that are as fresh as they can possibly be. And that being said, watching growing season both here locally and on the West Coast, we'll be finalizing that menu probably mid-next week.
Yeah, and you've said
so,
this.
So maybe I'll reach out to you.
I'm sorry,
soon.
No, continue.
No, I was going to say, maybe I'll reach out to you soon and we can talk about Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely would love to. And you've said it, so I'll say it. You do not have the most inexpensive restaurant around, but you're absolutely top-notch quality. And as my father always used to say, I don't mind paying for something if I get value. So if you want a treat for a family occasion, for a business, for anything, I mean, we all have to give out treats. This is really a remarkable opportunity. Also, you may want to talk about functions and businesses booking, because you're in that area as well.
We certainly are. We've got four different private dining spaces ranging in size from 10 to 55. A couple have AV capabilities, so if you're doing a business presentation, either lunch or dinner, we can close you off and give you electronic capabilities. And the spaces are very, very, very unique. They're not your atypical function space in a restaurant. In fact, they double all the time as a la carte seating as well. So while they can be sectioned off and be private, they can also be part of the main dining room.
Oh, yeah, and I have had the pleasure of being in all of those sections eating there, and it's a marvelous. You're looking for a nice private experience, you can get it there as well. Anything you want to add? We've got about 10 seconds.
No, sir. Come out to the Bancroft. It's the best steakhouse in Boston.
No, and I echo that. The-Bancroft.com. Thank you so much, Rich. It's always a thrill to have you on. I want to thank our listeners. Back tomorrow.
Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,